Yes. Hi, my name's John St. Johns. I'm CEO of Diabetes Education Centers of America. And we primarily help people with diabetes. We're advocates for certified diabetes educators and endocrinologists.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, you are getting some game that can change your life. So many Americans don't even know that they have diabetes. We have, maybe for the first time, a real saint, live saint, John St. John. Yeah, that's his real name. And no, he wasn't in that movie. So get your mind out the gutter, get it into the game. John St. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for having me. Most appreciated.
Well, thank you for coming on. When I saw your email, I said, you know, I don't think we've talked about this topic. And there is a, you know, there's organizations, meaning there's business about healthcare. But, you know, you have done some good interviews, and I plan on having them tag some of your interviews. I don't like to repeat questions. They can go back to those interview that you just did recently in Arizona, I believe, but to get the full story of how you got into this. He has diabetes. I'm just going to be spoiler alert. John St. John has diabetes. But I want you to talk to, and what I found really important to let people know, can you give people the numbers of maybe, you know, how many new diabetes cases there are and some early warning signs? Let's get that out of the way right now, because some people may not make it to the end because of their ADHD. So give us the game on that, please.
Basically half the country, if you include Americans in the United States that are undiagnosed, probably have diabetes. You know, at least half the country, if you include undiagnosed individuals. Diabetes is one of those diseases where there are a few symptoms. One of the symptoms would be great thirst. You're not just thirsty all the time. You're drinking something every hour, almost every 45 minutes, you're drinking water. You're urinating every hour, not a couple of times a day, but almost every hour. I've had those symptoms. The third symptom would be that you're tired all the time. And you could be anywhere from, you know, there are a lot of juvenile diabetics in the United States, but even as a grown adult, 25, 35, 45, 55, if you're tired all the time, you're urinating all the time, you're drinking whatever water, soda all the time, then you probably should have your blood sugar checked, because you're tired because you've got, your body is not producing enough insulin, and insulin is what converts sugar that's in your blood into energy for your red blood cells. So you're not getting that conversion. And so you literally, when you sit down, you fall asleep.
Okay. Can you clarify? Because you might, like me, I hear symptoms and I sometimes say, oh, no, that's me when I'm watching TV, right? But when we were young, our mothers, our parents, they told us, hey, drink more water. If you played sports, you were drinking jugs of water. And maybe now as an adult, you're still drinking water. And some people are unfortunately drinking the soda all the time. Is it something that, like, how do you go from, I'm just trying to, you know, drink my healthy water, or I got to have my soda, versus I'm drinking because I'm diabetic? Like, is there any other warning sign? Because the fatigue in America, people get tired. It's known for work, 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 right? Is there anything that your system, does your anything happen with your skin? Because some people might get scared right now. Like, I've been drinking like this forever. Have I had diabetes for the last 10 years?
Yes, if I had what was originally diagnosed as psoriasis, for at least 20 years. I probably went 15 years with undiagnosed high blood sugar, but I had psoriasis on the top and bottoms of my hands, on the top and bottoms of my feet. The skin was thickening severely on the bottoms of my feet. Everybody's physiology is a little bit different. You could actually start having problems with your vision. during, we just went through this COVID crisis here a few years ago, and a number of people found out, sadly, the hard way that they were undiagnosed diabetics. Diabetes left unchecked will suppress your immune system. So if you're someone who runs into COVID and your immune system has been suppressed, it's only working at maybe 10 or 15%. As soon as you run into COVID, you're going to be in real trouble. And we lost an awful lot of people, including one of my family members who was a diabetic, but he did not have his blood sugar under control. His immune system was severely suppressed. And when he contracted diabetes, he was gone in a couple of days.
Wow, wow, that's unfortunate. Can you tell the people, you know, because everybody online is a guru, they are a philanthropist as well, but they hear diabetes and they say, oh no, like, you know, they might think it's a death sentence, where some folks may have type 2 diabetes, which, you know, can be, I am no physician, I'm married to one though. You know, talk about the difference between type 1 and type 2 and, you know, what can be done and what your organization is helping people do.
Typically what we want individuals to do is, number one, get their A1C checked. Your A1C is a blood draw. A lot of people, I just had an Uber ride here a couple of days ago, and I was talking to the driver, and he was telling me how he had just had a physical and that his blood sugar was fine. But you'll come to find out that if you fail to ask your primary care physician to check your A1C, and chances are you could go through a physical and not have that done. And a lot of healthcare plans ask an A1C check is an additional charge to your healthcare plan. And believe it or not, a lot of healthcare plans will not even cover an A1C check. A1C is basically a measurement after they draw your blood, they're actually measuring the sugar molecules that are attached to your red blood cells. And that's how they can determine how well your body is managing its blood sugar. So that's very, very important, is to get an A1C check. A type 2 diabetic is someone that's typically on prescription diabetes medication, but they are not necessarily taking insulin. A type 1 diabetic has to take insulin. And you can take insulin, you can be on prescription diabetes medication, but you could still have too much sugar in your blood. And it's not just sugar in your body, it's sugar in your blood. And what happens when you add sugar to water? It thickens water. And so your blood is thicker than it should be. And when you, and your veins and arteries are no thicker than your hair follicles typically. So you're trying to pump this thicker blood, which may be the consistency. You can imagine something similar to like pancake syrup. You're trying to pump this incredibly thick blood, even though you're on insulin or even though you're on prescription diabetes medication. You do not have your blood sugar under control because your A1C level is too high. It should be somewhere no higher than 7.5. If you're below 7.5, you should be fine. And that's typically what the American Diabetes Association says.
Tell the people, you know, with diabetes, what are some things that people can do to prevent at least the type 2, or what are some preventions? Because, you know, you just may have it. There's kids we know who just, you know, they have it. What is it, the food that's killing us here in America? What can we do? You know, we know the exercise. And I want to know what's your opinion on why during a physical insurance won't cover, or your physician won't automatically give you that test, it, knowing that it's such a problem. If you can answer all of that, take your time.
Diabetes is an interesting condition to have. I went years, literally years, undiagnosed, like I said previously. And then once I found out that I was a diabetic, they put me on prescription diabetes medication. A lot of times people take prescription diabetes medication. But when you go to your primary care, you kind of notice where there's, they may be talking to four or five or six different patients at a time. They're only going to spend a small amount of time with you. And so a primary care physician's responsibility primarily is to diagnose and write prescriptions. But as far as you getting any information from a primary care, they don't have time for that. That's why we are advocates for certified diabetes educators. When I went to my primary care and they said, you know, your blood sugar, your A1C is 12.5. 12.5 A1C is blindness level. That could cause you to go blind. That's neuropathy level. That could cause nerve damage and numbness in your hands and feet and tingling. That's kidney failure. 12.5 is kidney failure. I was right on the cusp of being in real trouble. That's a diabetic stroke. That's a foot ulcer. There are a multitude of health conditions that could occur to you if your blood sugar is at 12.5. So they wanted to put me on insulin, and I kind of pushed back and said, well, is there an alternative? And the alternative was they sent me to a certified diabetes educator. And she, God bless her, she basically educated me on what I needed to do in order to get that 12.5 down. And within 6 months, I went from 12.5 basically to 6.5. So I cut it in half for the most part in 6 months, just by doing what she asked me to do, which is basically I lost weight. Within the last 5 years, I've lost 65 pounds. Within the last 5 years, I've changed my diet. And most importantly, within the last 5 years, I exercise. If you make those changes, and the toughest part is diet. You notice when you go to the grocery store, all the sweets, all the candies, all the things that are going to drive your blood sugar up are right there as you're getting ready to exit the grocery store. But a certified diabetes educator will tell you that about 85 to 90% of the things that are in the grocery store are not beneficial to you if you are a diabetic. To give you an example, I do not eat any cereal. I do not eat oatmeal. I do, you know, most oatmeal, your body will convert that into carbohydrates, and that's sugar. I do not eat, I cannot even eat shredded wheats. Shredded wheat, your body will convert that into carbohydrates, and that's sugar for your body. I do not eat any artificial sugar. There are a lot of diet soft drinks and candy bars that have aspartame and NutraSweet and all of these different artificial sweeteners. I do not consume any of those things because for a diabetic, sugar is sugar, whether it's artificial or just plain brown or white sugar. But you really have to be proactive. And believe it or not, many Americans every day, hundreds of Americans, find out that they're a diabetic when they're having their foot amputated or toes amputated. That is very, very common in the United States. They step on something, they're walking around barefoot, they step on something sharp, they put a small puncture in the bottom of their foot, and then that puncture will not heal after 30 days. Starts to smell, it starts to have an unusual smell, kind of like rotten cheese. They go to their primary care, they see a podiatrist, and the next thing you're doing is amputating their foot, and the patient's trying to figure out, well, what did I do wrong? He says, well, you're a diabetic. But I felt fine, and that's very common in the United States.
Is it compared with other countries? What are we doing, you know, wrong? You talk about the snack aisle. I almost wanted to ignore that because I'm like, every time I'm fighting it, I'm losing that battle a lot of times. But what is it about America? And I'm really setting you up because I know what it is. You know, I know what it is. I know that the Goya that we have here is illegal in Mexico. When you go to Mexico, you know, the amounts of sugar they can put in one little can here, you can't even put in a whole liter in Mexico or in a country in Africa. But the diet, I almost want to have a scapegoat and blame the government. But, you know, what can we do? What is it? And I'll just let you expound on that, because you've done, you know, this is what you do.
you can make necessary changes. But the first thing, like I said, we advocate, first thing you need to do, if you've been diagnosed as a diabetic, if they put you on prescription diabetes medication, the most popular one is a medication called metformin, which has a tendency to upset an individual's stomach. So a lot of people even stop taking it. But you want to go see a certified diabetes educator. You want to talk to your primary care and see if they'll give you a medical referral to talk to a certified diabetes educator. And if you can't get to one of those, get to an endocrinologist, get a medical referral to talk to an endocrinologist about how you can go about getting your blood sugar under control. I haven't had any fast food in the last 5 years. I do not eat fruit. I can eat a banana, maybe a half a banana, but these are difficult things for people to hear, because people like eating cherries, they like eating strawberries, they like eating cantaloupe, they like eating grapes. But there's a ton of sugar in the fruit that we eat. If you drink a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi, the sucrose or aspartame that's in those diet soft drinks are not good for you as a diabetic, and will drive your blood sugar level up. And that's what is the complicated part, is the changing of your diet. I'm primarily a vegetarian today. I eat very little bread. Bread, for the most part, is converted into carbohydrates, and your body basically turns that into sugar. You can kind of get away with whole wheat bread, because your body processes what they call glycemic load. It processes whole grain sugar much slower, so it doesn't drive up your blood sugar. But my company, we give you an awful lot of information so that when you get to the certified diabetes educator, or when you get to the endocrinologist, you're going to have everything that you need in order to have an intelligent conversation with them. But the big one is, and lose weight. If you're overweight, lose weight. Do everything in your power to eliminate all the sugar that you're consuming. Eliminate carbohydrates. No more candy. No more candy bars. There's sugar practically in everything, even in fast food buns. Some, and I won't mention the name of them, but some fast food restaurants, if you buy one of their sandwiches, there's actually 8 to 10 grams of sugar just in the bread. They add sugar to the bread in order to make it a little more palatable for you to eat. I mean, everything, fast food especially, has a tremendous amount of sugar in it.
It's almost the conspiracy theorists would say this is a plot. This is a way to get a lot of people out of here, keep folks paid, you know, recycling that money. Do you think that, you know, do you think that the government are they just ignorant? Are they stupid? Are they, you know, is this a plan to, you know, retire some folks even early? Like, why, in your opinion, of course, do you think we haven't had changes in the food laws so we could be like, you know, certain countries, like I have mentioned before, you know, the Mexico's, African countries, Poland, you know, just name a country. What is it?
Well, you know, I'm 62 years old, and I've grown up in this country, and you're just so indoctrinated with the television commercials and the radio shows and the billboards and everything to consume items that are just, you know, processed foods that are just not really good for you, especially if you're a diabetic. The other problem is they already know that most people that are diabetics, even if they have some of the information, are going to, it's very difficult to get people to change their diet, to lose weight, and to exercise. And there's a tremendous amount of money in the treatment of diabetes. I talk to people all the time. I just had a seminar with a person in Flint, Michigan, that he was, you know, he has a foot ulcer, a diabetes-related foot ulcer, And they're talking about amputating his foot. And his big issue with me was, well, am I going to have to give up my gummy bears? And I said, well, you know, it's kind of up to you. You can either keep eating the gummy bears, but they're going to amputate your right foot, or you can stop eating the gummy bears and start working on reducing your A1C, get your blood sugar under control so that the blood flow will get to your lower extremities and heal that foot ulcer so that you won't lose your right foot. It's really all about blood flow. But if you've got too much sugar in your blood, remember veins and arteries are very, very small and your heart is working overtime and it just can't get that blood flow down to your lower extremities. And blood is everything. Your heart, your blood flow is everything. Good blood flow is someone that's going to be very, very healthy. Poor blood flow, if you smoke, if you drink, you got to remember every time you drink, there's alcohol and your kidneys and liver have to work overtime in order to process that alcohol. Well, what is the conduit behind that? The conduit behind that is your blood flow and your heart's ability to pump blood. So the easier it is for your heart to pump blood, the healthier you're going to be. The more sugar that's in your blood, the more stress your heart's going to be under, and then into and up to a point of where you could literally have a heart attack or a diabetic stroke. And hundreds of people have diabetic strokes in the United States every day. Hundreds of people. They end up in the emergency room. And it's like, well, what happened? Oh, you had a diabetic stroke. What are you talking about? I'm not a diabetic. Well, you are. You're just an undiagnosed diabetic.
How much is that A1C test for someone to take if they don't have insurance, or if they do? Hopefully, you know, you guys listening have your insurance, so when you're filing your taxes. But how much is it? It's an expensive thing.
I do not have health care, and I pay for my test out my own pocket. I go to a place called Lab Express, but there are blood testing locations throughout the United States. And the cost for me to go to Lab Express is $35. And I find if I go in at 10 a.m. by 4 p.m., I will get an email that will give me what my A1C results are. And I just had that done 10 days ago. I get it done every 3 months. Every 3 months, I get my A1C tested. And my last A1C test was 7.1. So I'm just about where I want to be at my age. But I work on it daily. I exercise daily, and I work on losing more weight. Right now I'm at about 195 pounds. 5 years ago I was at 265 pounds. Wow. And I'd like to get down to like 170, 175. So I'm really working hard to continue to lose the weight. But the number one thing is to change your diet. Unless you change your diet, unless you change what you're eating and what you're consuming, what you're drinking, you're going to have a real tough time getting your blood sugar under control. And eventually, you will run into some of the real more serious aspects of diabetes, like a foot ulcer, diabetic stroke, or even kidney failure. And if you end up with kidney failure, which if you look around at all of the dialysis facilities in the United States, and there are hundreds of them, the number one reason for kidney failure in the United States is diabetes. And if you end up with kidney failure, you probably should start thinking about getting your house in order. The average person that ends up with diabetes-related kidney failure lives about 2.5 years. The last guy I knew that I talked to, I met him after he had kidney failure. His A1C was 14.5, and his primary care changed his insulin prescription, but 30 days later, he had 98% end-stage renal failure, and he went on dialysis. And the last time I talked to him, which was last October of 2022, he had told me he had gotten his A1C down to 7.0. but he still was on dialysis. Because once your kidneys go, that's pretty much it. But I congratulated him. And then I found out in February, because I asked about him, he had passed away. He actually had a heart attack at the dialysis facility.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know people take, you know, with type 2 diabetes, Mounjaro or Mounjaro. I've seen, you know, people lose a lot of weight, hundreds of pounds like that. That's not necessarily for somebody with type 1, I don't believe, but you guys can ask your doctor. But people are, you know, they're almost calling it like a miracle drug. And a lot of people are taking it who don't have diabetes because, you know, that's how drugs work. Viagra, all that, you know, they surprise it works for you. It can work for everybody. I just want to grow my hair more. Okay, take this. And you're growing other things. Can you talk about, you know, you say you don't eat fruit at all, where we see somebody like Damon Dash go on interviews and he's like, I have to eat candy. That confuses a lot of people. And, you know, between the one and the two, and you can't eat fruit, but he's eating candy or cookies. Explain that a little bit so people can kind of have some clarity.
You know, because I'm not a licensed healthcare professional, basically I'm a retired engineer. I'm an advocate for certified diabetes educators and endocrinologists. I encourage people once they're diagnosed with diabetes to seek out a certified diabetes educator and to seek out an endocrinologist. Down the line and within the future, we're looking at opening up centers and we will have certified diabetes educators at the centers. But the prescription medication that's being prescribed for individuals who are losing weight, that's great. Losing weight is excellent when it comes to getting one's blood sugar under control, but you really have to change your diet. You really have to change what you're eating. And that's the toughest part. And it has to be consistent. You know, a good example is you can't, like, I don't eat rice. Rice, your body turns rice into carbohydrates and you can't eat a little bit of rice. You just have to stop eating rice. I do not eat potatoes. Potatoes are turn your body into turns potatoes into carbohydrates, which is sugar. There are so many things out here that we consume as a part of the so-called American diet that will drive your sugar right up to the roof. And you know, you can have an A1C of 14.5 and feel just fine, but eventually you're going to start to have some serious health problems. And a lot of people end up, I can't tell you how many people end up with foot ulcers. I mean, that's the number one cause of foot ulcers is diabetes. And it's just because you have no blood circulation in your lower extremities, in your feet or in your toes. A lot of people end up with their toes being amputated initially, but they still have not seen or talked to a certified diabetes educator. So they're still consuming and eating the same things. There's a lot of money to be made in amputations. You know, to get a foot amputated, $150,000, $170,000 plus rehabilitation. There's a lot of money in the healthcare industry in the United States. The way it's set up, if you're healthy, that's not good for them. You know, people who are sick, people who need amputations, people who need dialysis, people who have heart attacks. Imagine if you have a heart attack, that may take you 6 months to recover. You may need to go through physical therapy, a diabetic stroke, physical therapy. You know, all of that is expensive. All of that is taxing on your healthcare plan. And most people have to come up with 20%. So their healthcare plan may cover 80% of it, but what's 20% of $100,000? That's $20,000. So if you end up with an amputation, a foot amputation, and I know of people, if you really want to see a lot of amputations, just get on the public transportation, go get on the bus. That's where they end up because they can't drive. They're missing a foot or they're missing. I've seen where people have had their fingers amputated. They can't steer a steering wheel because of diabetes. And diabetes also causes blindness. It basically what happens is it blows your optic nerves out and you're permanently blind. That happens every day in the United States.
So with that, and no, not everybody has that, you know, we see Primetime, go through his thing and it doesn't look good, even if you have money and you're like, hey, this is Primetime. He's healthy. He's an athlete. So it shows that just because you have money, you're an athlete, could have been the greatest at what you do. You're not, you know, immune. But when you talk about, you know, diet and what's the quick fix, because, you know, there are diabetic like meal plans. I think Home Chef even has one where they'll send you stuff. Are those things even good? Are they just, you know, bland, tasteless ingredients they put together? Give us the game on that.
You know, there are a lot of different, I'll give you a good example is the one that everybody's jumping on. I can't even remember the name of it. I won't even mention it, but as a part of this special diet plan, they tell you that you can't eat a chocolate bar. So, you know, I had a conversation with one young lady that was, she was talking about how her, you know, she had gotten on this special diet and her blood sugar was still going up. And I asked her, I said, well, let's talk about the chocolate bar. And in the diet, it says that you can eat one square of the chocolate bar. So I asked her, how many squares of the chocolate bar are you eating? And she says, well, I'm eating the not one square. I don't eat one square, but I eat like maybe eight squares. Well, in one square, there's like 2 grams of sugar, but in eight squares, you know, that's 16 grams of sugar. So she's consuming almost the entire chocolate bar. Another one is they talk about salads. It's not the salad that gets you with regards to driving up your blood sugar. It's the salad dressing. Your typical salad dressing, let's look at ranch salad dressing, has about 8 grams of sugar per tablespoon. And it recommends that you use at least 1 or 2 tablespoons. That's considered a serving. We also teach people how to read nutrition labels, which are incredibly complicated. And I'm an engineer. And when I was first shown this, I was like, oh my God, you know, I couldn't get over how I was misreading nutrition labels. But most people drown their salad in salad dressing, and it's driving up their blood sugar because they've got all, they're putting almost a half a bottle of salad dressing on their salad, and that's 32 grams of sugar, and it's driving up their blood sugar. You know, if you're going to eat a salad, use apple cider vinegar, which is an excellent substitute for salad dressing. And that won't drive up your blood sugar at all. And that's what I use whenever I have a salad. I stay away from croutons. Croutons are carbohydrates. I stay away from corn. Corn is a carbohydrate. So I don't have corn. I don't eat corn on the cob. Corn on the cob will drive up your blood sugar. But you have to be educated. Someone has to point these things out to you. And to be honest with you, my certified diabetes educator was nice enough to allow for me that I could contact her outside the office if I had a question. And you need to find somebody. What we do is we hold people's hands. We're here to answer questions. And I have enormous resources. I went and found a young lady that's a nurse practitioner here in Phoenix, Arizona, with a PhD in diabetes clinical research. And she helped me set Diabetes Education Centers of America up, you know, just because I was so frustrated by the lack of information, especially for people of color. Mr. Primetime, we know that he had his toes amputated. I couldn't find anywhere where it says he's a diabetic. He just had vascular surgery, which is very, very common for people with diabetes. But when you look at like John Singleton, I think John Singleton passed away here a few years ago, and I believe he had cardiac arrest. Here's a young man that was not on top of his blood pressure. He, you know, and he probably was a diabetic. And there are a number. The guy that's in the rehab facility in Chicago, Jamie Foxx. No one knows what really happened to him, but it sounds like he had a stroke. Well, with all his money, why wasn't he on top of his blood pressure? And what is his A1C? What was his A1C? Did he have a diabetic stroke? Because it's been weeks now, and we still haven't seen him really out in public. So whatever happened to him, he ended up in one of the premier stroke facilities in the country, but he's still going through rehab. So even if you're exceptionally wealthy, you can end up in a world of trouble if you're not familiar with diabetes and if you're not on top of your high blood pressure. I bought a blood pressure machine. I check my blood pressure every week. I check it all the time.
Wow. And with that knowledge, you know, and buying a machine and buying a special diet, is there any, you know, for your organization, any package? Talk about the business side. You know, everybody can't just contact you and you have time to take care of everybody's problem. So how do you guys work with people, intake process, ranges of prices? What services do you offer that you haven't mentioned already?
Right now, we are strictly an advocacy organization. We do Zoom meetings with individuals throughout the United States. We do have a facility here in Phoenix, Arizona, where we do seminars for individuals that are on prescription diabetes medication. We go into companies, we do corporate consultations in order to try to educate companies. Because most companies, you know, people, their healthcare plan continues to go up every year. Their healthcare plan costs more and more money. One of the first things we do when we walk into a company is walk into their cafeteria or their break room. They may have, you know, we walked into one here a couple of weeks ago. They've got like 10 vending machines in their break room, and all their vending machines are full of carbohydrates. There wasn't one vending machine that dispensed a bottle of water. You know, they had a Coke machine, they had all these soda machines, they had all these potato chips and candy bars and snacks and everything that their employees were consuming. But every one of these vending machines were dispensing items that will drive up a diabetic's blood sugar. I don't have any problem. I work on this morning, noon, and night. We're doing everything in our power to, it's called Diabetes Education Centers of America, because my goal is to have these centers in every location throughout the United States, in every city, so that a person can go and learn about diabetes, because right now, that's just not happening anywhere, and especially in communities of color. It's just not happening. And the sad thing is, what's happening are diabetic strokes, foot amputations, and then eventually a leg amputation. And remember, if they have to amputate your foot, you've got an awful lot of sugar in your blood. You may not even survive the surgery. And that happens an awful lot too, where a lot of people do not survive the amputation of the foot, and they pass away right on the table, because their body's under a tremendous amount of stress, and there's too much sugar in their blood, and their heart just stops, and your heart just cannot continue to pump. Wow. It's really something. Diabetes is something else. I mean, that's why we put this together, so that we can get people to really get serious about their diabetes, start getting their A1C checked. And if they have questions, I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, give us a call. We will answer those questions. And if we can't answer those questions, we will have someone, we will direct you to someone who can answer those questions.
Well, you are definitely passionate about that. And he might've said 4 a.m., but please, for those who listen, he's on Arizona. In Arizona, don't call him at 4 a.m. Be respectful of that. You waited this long to you know, not or ignore your health. You can wait a few hours and let him sleep a little bit. Let the people know if there's something you haven't mentioned. It's my signature question, and you've been talking about it this whole time. The community give back that you're doing, or that maybe that you would like to do. Maybe there's an event in the future that you're doing for the people, but I have to ask my question, even though you've been preaching it this whole interview.
Well, you know, if you really want to find out what we're all about, you can go to our website. It's the same, the letters of the business, DECOA1C.com. It's just Diabetes Education Centers of America, A1C.com. And but it's just all the letters of each word in the title of the name of the business. The first letter, DECOA1C.com. there's a wealth of information on our website. And like I said, I appreciate your forethought with regards to my, I am very passionate about this, but as a diabetic, I just was so taken aback by the lack of information. I mean, they wanted to put me on insulin. He gave me a prescription for insulin like he was just writing out a receipt. I mean, it was no big deal to him. And I'm standing there, I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to be injecting myself with insulin. That is serious, where you have to use a needle, and I hate needles. And I literally said to him, you have to give me an alternative. And you know what? He couldn't even give me one. He had to go back outside the room and consult with his colleagues. And then he came back inside the little room and said, well, we do have these diabetes centers that we could send you to. And that's what they did. And then 3 years later, they closed all the diabetes centers under this one hospital umbrella. They had five of them. They closed all five of them 3 years later.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's definitely an agenda, folks. Our job is to give you the game, expose the game, and then your job then is to, whether you are checking your own health, your family's health, you know, kids, all that, but also sharing the game. If John St. John, if you have any last words, please let the people know, you know, again, your website. You guys, you can check out, you know, the videos that they have on the website. Links will be in the description. But if you have any other last words, please share.
I just want to say thank you to you. It's most appreciated. That's how we're able to help people, is by getting this information out there. And you're a big part of that. Once again, it's Diabetes Education Centers of America. And the website is DECOAA1C.com. And just God bless, and thank you so very much for everything that we've talked about today.
You are welcome. And audience, you are welcome. So now, while you share that game with someone, know that it will change their life. It will bless their life and their families. You guys, be blessed.
I'm Kai Gabiam from the Diaspora Channel, a lover of Africa. If you love Africa as well, and you would love to visit one day or to relocate to Africa, there is a course out there for you. And this course is My First Trip to Africa, a course well put together by a seasoned traveler, Kellen Cash Coleman. This course is designed to prepare you to travel better, which will save you both time and money. And the great news is this course costs only $20, guys. It can't get any better. Go right now and enroll to this course at www.diversifygame.com.